I would just like to take a moment to go over the educational goals and objectives of this training. They are the goals. One, the purpose of the new Part A 22 General Service Standards update is to clinically integrate treatment recovery planning into the counseling workflow in real time. Two, treatment recovery planning begins during the admission assessment and evolves through the treatment process. The new Part A 22 regulations promote the seamless documentation of patient progress or lack of progress towards goal via the progress notes in real time. The educational objectives is what you will be able to do, what you will learn, that participants, that's you guys, will gain knowledge, skills, and abilities related to, and this is what you're going to be able to do, okay? Conduct an admission assessment based on the DSM-5 and updated Part 822 General Service Standards. You'll be able to clinically develop a seamless, integrated, evolving, patient-centered treatment recovery plan in collaboration with the patient that begins at the admission assessment and is regularly updated using the progress notes. Documentation of an A22 admission assessment, patient-centered treatment recovery planning, and transition plan. Okay, so sounds pretty exciting. Okay, so let's get started.